Good morning, Professor.
Good morning, James.
Now, what message do you think this South Australian's government is sending in the light of the cuts and restructures for the arts and among other things as well?
Well, I guess that the main message is that the arts don't matter as far as the government is concerned. And that's somewhat concerning in a state where the arts have been used by many governments as a way of promoting the state. You could say that the arts have always played above their weight in terms of the amount of money they receive and the contribution they make to the state. So it's very disappointing to see or witness a government choosing to not necessarily understand, value or respect the arts in South Australia.
I guess to play a devil's advocate, is there a possibility that the new Liberal government does have an innovative vision for the arts sector and that these initial changes could just be the start of something new, perhaps?
Well, indeed, it could be that they've got another plan that they haven't revealed in terms of how they're going to structure and fund the arts. But the evidence at the moment is that there isn't a plan. They did say in their in the election in March that they would develop an arts plan, but at this point in time, there is no evidence of an arts plan. So deconstructing the administrative body for the arts, which is what they've done, so that the arts funding body is going to be completely wound down to just a very small group, and arts organisations have been located in other government departments such as industry and education, does mean that the focus of the arts gets very split, and artists and arts organisations don't know who to talk to, don't know how things are going to work, and don't feel obviously quite anxious and disconcerted about what's going on.
Yeah, I guess it's not a great start if it is the start of a new vision. I guess in the lead-up as well to the state election, the Liberal Party promised that they would develop, as you said, a state arts plan. So far, nothing has come forward. Is the arts sector going to totally fall off this government's agenda, do you think?
Well, the arts sector has had a big meeting and they're looking at ways of communicating their feelings to the current government. And I think that you'll see over the next few weeks several actions that will be taken to raise their concerns to the government. In addition to the restructure, the government has also announced cuts of $31.9 million over 4 years to the arts sector. So that is also going to make a significant difference in a sector that is already very vulnerable and really cannot absorb large cuts. So it's rather a fragile situation and a situation where many people are really concerned as to what might happen in the future.
Yeah, and I guess hinting on that fragility, Arts South Australia was the body that administered, funded and advised the arts, and it's recently been downgraded to the role of policy advisor. What do you make of that decision?
Well, I think there's certainly evidence that ArtsSA has in itself lacked strategic leadership over the last few years. And I think in both governments, the most recent Labor government and the new government, there is a sense that the arts have lost a degree of their political capital in terms of negotiation. Yet, nevertheless, of course, the state depends very much on the profile of its arts festivals and other arts activities that occur here. So there's a kind of disconnect in communication as to what's really happening, and maybe somebody is making decisions without necessarily thinking of what will happen in the longer term. I'm not sure.
Right. And I mean, thinking long term is a very helpful thing to do. So when that's not happening, things can start to crumble. The Liberal Party has talked about a vision for the National Aboriginal Arts and Cultural Gallery for contemporary Indigenous art and traditional artifacts as well. Isn't this a bit of a double win, I guess, a win for the arts sector, for the Indigenous community in South Australia as well?
Yes, I mean, I think that could be a wonderful development, and they have promised a large amount of money for that to occur. I think there's been a lot of discussion nationally about the need for a national Indigenous gallery, and South Australia has the largest collection within its museum of traditional Aboriginal artefacts. There's obviously a good argument for it being located in Adelaide. The only challenge with that was that neither the Indigenous community or the arts community were consulted in the development of the idea. So it sort of came from left field. And at the same time, the State Art Gallery of South Australia was developing a plan to develop a new contemporary art gallery and had commissioned a whole committee to look at developing a design, and that design had been announced in the middle of the year. But now it appears that it's unlikely that that concept could go ahead with this other plan, because it's all happening, it's all going to be located in the site of the old Royal Adelaide Hospital.
Oh, okay. So a bit of, I guess, a bit of miscommunication between the different sectors in that regard.
I think so. I think that it sounds like that the right hand wasn't talking to the left hand on some level. But of course, in New South Wales, you're also experiencing an interesting event with your arts minister intervening in arts decision making. And I think one of the problems that you have with the arts is that everyone has an opinion about what they think should happen. And the people who may know the most about it aren't necessarily respected or valued.
I guess you can kind of see that situation in many different situations themselves. Experts say one thing, but the people who make the policies say another thing as well. I guess as a final question, why would arts and why should arts be a major thing, a major sector in different states? Like, what kind of contribution does it give to state economy and so on?
James, I think it very much depends on how you frame the world. If you think the world is just about the economy, then you may say, well, the arts don't contribute a huge amount. But if you say, well, the arts are much more complicated, the world is much more complicated than that, and that the world is about how we live and our society and how we interact with each other and so on, then the arts are absolutely critical to that. And if we don't have arts practice and we don't allow different cultures to see their and express their arts practices, then we are in dire trouble, I believe, because the arts are a way for all of us to communicate and talk about ideas and come up with different solutions and really value add to our community as a whole.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And it's definitely something that I guess many big corporations and maybe policymakers as well forget that there's a life outside of the grapples of money as well. So anyway, thank you so much, Professor, for joining us this morning and letting us know what's going on down in South Australia.
Thank you, James. It was great to talk to you.
You too.